God in
Blog Talk Radio.
The all-trusting wind will be my wing. Please be still. Please be still. The all-trusting wind will be my wing. Peace be still. The all-trusting wind will be my wind. Peace be still. Peace be still. The all-trusting wind will be my will. Peace be still. The all-trusting wind will be my will. Peace be still. Peace be still. The all-trusting wind will be my will. Peace be still. I got peace like a river, I got peace like a river. I got peace like a river in my soul. I got peace like a river, I got peace like a river. I got peace like a river in my soul. I got joy like an ocean. I got joy like a mountain. I got joy like a mountain in my soul. I got joy like a mountain. Joy like a mountain. Got joy like a mountain in my soul. I got peace like a river. I got peace. Like a river, that peace like a river in my soul. I got peace like a river, I got peace like a river, that peace like a river in my soul. I got joy like an ocean, got joy like an ocean. Got joy like an ocean in my soul. Got peace like a river. I got peace like a river. I got peace like a river in my soul. Tears are flowing like a river. Now thy comfort has come. He abides with me, gives me victory, and I below sits to low. Blessed quietness, only quietness, rest assurance in my soul. On the stormy sea, peace speaks to me, and the billows cease to roll. Blessed quietness, only quietness, rest assurance in my soul. On the stormy sea, peace speaks to me, and the billows to roll. Yes, I'm flowing like a river. Now that comfort has come. He abides with me, gives me victory, and I below cease to roll. Bless the quietness, only quietness, rest assurance in your soul. On the stormy sea, peace speaks to you, and the billows speaks to roll. Blessed quietness, only quietness, rest assurance in our soul. on the stormy sea. He speaks into me on the billows. Fit to roam. Blessed quietness, holy quietness, rest assurance in our soul. On the stormy sea, it's fitting to me, and the billow, fit to roam. Tears are flowing like a river, now that calm for the storm. He abides with you, gives you victory, on the billow, fit to roam. Blessed quietness, only quietness, rest assurance in your soul. On the stormy sea, he speaks into you, and the billow says to roll. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. On the stormy sea, he speaks into you, and the billow speaks to roll. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all, welcome to the Our Miracles Radio and TV Ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, reaching all the way from Langham, Maryland, USA. This is the Archbishop Stephen John Biokoro coming away with the living word of God that saves, heals, delivers, and blesses. I tell you, God is a good God. The devil is a bad devil. Thank you, Jesus. Today, I'm led to share with us on the topic, peace on earth. Oh, yes, peace on earth. And first of all, we want to define the word peace. The word peace is not the absence of war. The word peace means the inner quietness, inner tranquility in the midst of turbulence. That is the definition of the word peace. Peace means inner quietness. There is quietness on the inside of you. There is joy and peace and calmness. There is tranquility on the inside of you. In the midst of turbulence, in the midst of turbulence, you have peace. In the midst of trouble, you have peace. In the midst of wars and fightings and killings and shootings, we have peace like a river. Peace like a river in our soul. In your soul, Jesus is the author of peace, the owner of peace. And we're going to be talking about the peace that Jesus came to give to us. When he came in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 3, Jesus was referred to as the Prince of Peace. The book of Isaiah chapter 9, verse 3, the Prince of Peace, the author of peace, the owner of peace, the one who brings peace. That's what Jesus stands for. Jesus came to give us peace, not as the world giveth. He came to give us joy, he came to give us peace and love and healing and deliverance and blessings and prosperity. I don't know who does not want Jesus. If you don't want Jesus, you are hurting yourself. Because I'm the only person who came to give you peace. Peace like a river, peace like an ocean. The peace that the world gives. Oh, the peace that I have now, the world ain't give it to me. Oh, the joy that I have now, the world ain't give it to me. Oh, the peace that I have now, the world ain't give it to me. Oh, the joy that I have now, Wanted to give it to me. Wanted to give it. Walked on the 30-day way. Wanted to give it. Walked on the 30-day way. Oh, that faith that I got now. Wanted to give it to me. Oh, that joy that I got now. Wanted to give it to me. Oh, that faith that I have now. Wanted to give it to me. Oh, the joy that I have now. Wanted to give it to me. Wanted to give it. The walk on a 30-day way. Wanted to give it. The walk on a 30-day way. That joy that I have now. Wanted to give it to me. Oh, the peace that I have now. Wanted to give it to me. Oh, that joy that I have now. Wanted to give it to me. Oh, that pain that I got now. Wanted to give it to me. Wanted to give it. Wanted to take it away. Wanted to give it. Wanted to take it away. Wanted to give it, the world got a lady way. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. When Jesus was born, there was a message from heaven delivered by the angels. In Luke Gospel chapter 2, verse 14. In Luke Gospel chapter 2, verse 14. The peace of earth. Goodwill to all men. Peace on earth. Luke chapter 2, verse 14. Glory to God in the highest. On earth, peace. Goodwill to all men. So right from the beginning, God has always won peace for us. God himself wants us to experience the peace of heaven, the joy of heaven, the love of God, the peace of God, the joy of God. He has always wanted us to have that. So when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, Judea, the old city of David, there was an announcement from heaven. There was an announcement. The angels came with the news. Now, peace on earth and goodwill to all men. It was a great message of joy and love of God, the peace of God that passes every human understanding. And that peace is still with us today. When Jesus was on earth for the 3.5 years, Jesus was in this world for 33.5 years, preaching and teaching and ministering. And he was healing the sick, raising the dead, and meeting the needs of the people. In John chapter 14, verse 27. St. John's Gospel chapter 14, verse 27. Jesus said, my peace I give unto you, my peace I leave with you. That is the only person who brought us peace. Satan brought trouble. Satan, the owner of sickness and disease, Satan, devil, demon, the author of evil, of sin and evil. The devil and his demons, they brought trouble, they brought war, they brought fire. They love to shed blood. And some people behave like Satan because they are doing the work of Satan. Satan came to steal, to kill, to destroy, but Jesus came to give life and life more abundantly. So the mission of Jesus on planet Earth was peace on earth goodwill to all men. This is what Jesus brought to us. On the other hand, Satan brought wars and fighting and killing and shooting. Satan brought sickness and disease. Satan brought poverty and hatred. Satan is the one who wants to see bloodshed. Satan would like to see the people of Ukraine being killed and destroyed. Satan would like to see the people of Taiwan being killed and destroyed. Satan would want to see the people of Kuwait being killed and destroyed for their oil. Satan would like to see Nigerians being killed and destroyed for nothing's sake. And even Congo, the war in Congo has been there for several years. Is still raging down there. Another talk of Burundi and all these African nations and all the wars they are fighting, the genocide in Rwanda and the Hiroshima and the Nagasaki bombing in Japan. And then Adolf Hitler came with the Second World War that took so many lives. And then Osama bin Laden and his group came with the September 11th that claimed so many lives. You can see that Jesus did not bring any of these negative things. And now we have Russia causing confusion for the whole world, creating chaos, and all the problems they have created. And the devil is still trying to use that place, putting Vladimir Putin and his group, causing confusion and problems all over the world. And the devil is still using them. They gave themselves to the devil, so the devil using them to bring all these things. The devil came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus came to give us peace and love and joy and all the good things of life. But the devil has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. John 10:10. And some people are doing the work of Satan. They are doing the work of the devil. They are doing what the devil wants to do. What the devil wants them to do is what they are doing. So they represent Satan. They represent the devil. They represent the demons. They represent witches and wizards. They are blood drinkers, blood letting people. Evil is in their heart, and they want to partially do evil. They always plan evil. Then Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons and daughters of God." Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5, verse 9. Matthew, chapter 5, verse 9. Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God." Matthew chapter 5, verses 9. Blessed are the peacemakers. The peacemakers, they are blessed. If anyone loves peace, God said they are blessed. If anyone is making peace, God said you are blessed. If anyone will bring peace, God said in his word, blessed are the peacemakers. Matthew chapter 5, verse 9. Blessed are the peacemakers. People who are peacemakers, they are blessed. God has already pronounced blessings on peacemakers. So where are the troublemakers? Where are those who are causing wars and fighting and killing and shooting and bombing and destruction of life? I think cops are the troublemakers. Because if he blessed are the peacemakers, Matthew chapter 5 verse 9. Now if you turn it around, if you mean cops are the troublemakers. Yes, that's how it happens. Cops are the troublemakers. The troublemakers, they are cursed in the name of Jesus. God has cursed them, and they will remain cursed forever. The only time God cursed somebody in the Bible was the book of Genesis. When Cain killed Abel, because Abel's offering was accepted, Cain's offering was rejected. And out of envy and jealousy, Cain murdered Abel, killed Abel, out of jealousy and envy. And that was the first murder in the Bible. The Bible said, thou shalt not kill. And it was the first time someone was murdered in the Bible. And God was so angry that he pronounced a curse upon Cain. The Bible said that God cursed Cain. Can you imagine? God has to curse somebody. It is people that curse people. People pronounce curses on people. But this time around, the Almighty God himself had to curse Cain for killing his brother. He pronounced a curse upon Cain for committing murder, for killing his brother. God cursed Cain. Which means today, God is still cursing all the troublemakers, all the murderers, the killers, war people. They are drumming for war every minute. The Satan, the demon in there, is drumming for bloodshed. And that's what they think day and night. That's what they want to bring out. They manufacture trouble. They manufacture killing and destruction of life and property. That's their business. That is their job. That's what they do. That's their profession. Their profession is that they want to see people die. They want to see people killed. And so they are the troublemakers. I got good news for you. God is cursing all of you. All of you are making trouble all over the world, causing wars and fighting and killing and shooting of human beings. God has cursed you already. In the name of Jesus, as God cursed Cain, that is how God has cursed you. You troublemaker, warmonger. You are looking for war. How to kill Ukraine, kill people, kill innocent citizens, to kill, shed blood, and spill blood. That is all you want. You are murder. Bible says, Revelation 21, says, all murderers, all thieves, warmongers, hired killers, assassins, all of you murderers and thieves, satanic agents, demonic agents, blood-sucking human beings, blood-drinking people, blood-hungry presidents. God has cursed all of you in the name of Jesus Christ. God Almighty, who created heaven and earth, he has already pronounced curse upon you all, just like Cain. Just like Cain, as he cursed Cain, so he has cursed you, cursed all of you. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are cursed with a curse. In the name of Jesus, you will not prosper in your evil way. All your evil shall return back on you as a boomerang. You who dug pit for the people of God, you shall fall into that pit and perish in your own garden. In the order of Haman of the Bible, in the name of Jesus Christ, yes, you are causing trouble, you are causing confusion, causing problems on this earth. You know, they cause inflation. So all these activities are bringing inflation. Gas prices are rising. You know, prices are going up and so on, inflation and unrest. And no peace, no joy, there's confusion. God has cursed all of you who are creating this ugly situation. God has cursed you like Cain. As God cursed Cain, so he cursed you all of you, creating trouble for the whole world. God has cursed you a million times over. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will not prosper in your evil ways. In the name of Jesus, the evil that you are doing shall come back on you as a boomerang. In the name of Jesus, because you love trouble, trouble will follow you and pursue you. Trouble will kill you. You will die in your own ammunition with your own weapon that you are manufacturing. You will kill yourself in the name of Jesus Christ. Torabataya. Landoro Brokondoya. Yeke Senteria. Ablando Kosorobo Shekada. Ah, the Lord God Almighty is a man of war. And if you play with fire, fire will burn. God is a consuming fire. The Bible says that the Almighty God is a consuming fire. Now, let me tell you, people who do these things don't prosper in their evil way. Just a few days ago, this Nestor Osambeladi, they have been bombing Kenya, bombing nations, and creating war and shedding blood. That man was just killed. Pah! That's it. Shot dead and he's gone. That's the end of it. That is how all of you will die. All of you, evil monger, you will die in your own evil. Either big as a pig shall fall into it. You have caused confusion for the whole world, and now there is no peace, and there is confusion everywhere you go. And you say you are president. President that won't let people rest. President that won't bring peace on earth. President that won't let people ordinary baby formula. All of a sudden, there was no baby formula again. All because you say you are president. President of what? Trouble president. Evil president. Satanic president. President who don't allow peace to reign on earth. God will kill all of you in the name of Jesus. You will all die in your own gallows in the order of Haman. Yes, you are all evil doers. And look around the world. All they are doing is they are planning for war. Planning to kill, planning to destroy. They are manufacturing war equipment. They are manufacturing jet bombers. They are manufacturing submarines. They are manufacturing missiles all over the world. That's what they are doing now. And it is all coming from one black man, Putin. He ignited all these things, and all these things are spreading all over for no reason. China is now going into war with Taiwan. What do you need that for? You don't need that. It doesn't have to be for no reason. How can you call Taiwan your country? That's not your country. Taiwan is a country of its own. How did you come about going to annex another country to your own country? The same thing Saddam Hussein did when he went to Kuwait. He said Kuwait is part of Baghdad, Iraq. People laugh. Fools, idiots. How can Kuwait, which is a country of its own for many years, they have been a country of Kuwait. Just now, you, Saddam Hussein, you said Kuwait is now your own. How can Kuwait be your own? These are troublemakers, satanic agents, the devil's instruments. These are blood-shedding presidents who don't want peace to reign. You will not have peace as well. Oh, yes. And you know the story. How Saddam Hussein was hanged to death by the electric death, killed by the international court. Sentenced him to death by electrocution. And all of you, you will die in the same way. All of you. Making war. Who asked you to make war? Jesus has given us peace. Give us our brother peace. Why will you take peace from the world and cause confusion and trouble and problems and let people start running helter-skelter? Can you imagine what it is? A country where you have lived all your life, they say pack and run to another country. Because that is what happened. That is what happened. Eh? They pack and run out of this place. War is coming. And then you see the whole family are running away from Ukraine. They are packing their things and running away from Ukraine. Millions and millions and millions of human beings. They don't have peace again. They are running away to other nations and running away, pack all their things and run away. Then the ones who stay behind are being killed every day. You enjoy killing all of them. They must die because they refuse to become Russia. They refuse to become USSR. So Ukraine must be destroyed. And so you go ahead and continue. God does not sleep. He that keepeth Israel, neither sleep nor slumber. The evil you people are doing shall return back on you as a boomerang. In the name of Jesus, Jesus gave us peace and love and joy. And you are bringing trouble. Bringing trouble already to the earth. There is good news for you. Except you repent, you will all perish. All of you will likewise perish. I don't care who you are. President of China, president of Moscow, president of Russia. I don't care who made you a president. God is going to send all of you packing. God has sacked you up. God has overthrown you and sent you packing. You are not there because you are all evil doers. War-hungry president, blood-shedding president, want to kill people. You go and manufacture jet fighters, jet bombers, weapons of mass destruction. That is what they are very busy producing now. All of them. That's what they are producing day and night. You want to go and kill people. God will kill all of you. All of you want to kill human beings, God will kill all of you in the name of Jesus. We destroy all of you in the name of Jesus. You have no right to be on this earth. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are the peacemakers. The peacemakers. It is the peacemakers that are blessed. That's what the word of God says. It says, blessed are the peacemakers. Makers. Matthew chapter 5, verse 9. Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. But if you are not a peacemaker, then cursed are you. You are cursed. Like Cain, you are cursed. You have no right to be on this earth. You should be on your way out of this planet earth because you are troublemakers. You have no rest. Then the scripture says, there is no rest for the wicked. There is no peace for the wicked. There is no rest for the wicked. You are all wicked people. You came to cause confusion and cause problems on earth. God will not forgive you. We smash all of you to pieces. You will all be brought to judgment. Because there is a day of judgment. And people like this, I know how they end up. They end up disgracefully. Eh? Evil doers. Then the scripture says, there is no rest for the wicked. Then the word of God says, there is no peace for the wicked. Oh yes, there is no peace for the wicked. There is no rest for the wicked. But blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. We are the peacemakers. I pray for you today that you will become a peacemaker, not a troublemaker, not a war maker. And then some people, they have taken pride in the manufacture of weapons. That has become their business and their profession. And they are making billions of dollars. All those money can go to help the poor and the needy around the world. Look at the world. Homeless people in India, the Philippines, in Africa, hungry people, famine, hunger. People are poor in different parts of the world. And nobody is thinking about how to go and help those nations. Nobody is thinking about that. What they are thinking about is how to bring back the USS Arrow. USS Arrow must come back. We must make USS Arrow again. That is what they are thinking about. And it is war and killing and shooting and destroying and bombing. See, you think like the devil. You are reasoning like Satan. Satan came to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but Jesus came to give us life, and life more abundantly. See? You must convert another person property. Convert a neighbor's vineyard. Covetousness. A land that does not belong to you, you want to take it by force. And that's what they are doing in Nigeria too. They said the Fulani men must occupy the land in the south so that their cattle can graze and have food to eat. So the cattle is more important than the sultana. The sultana is not important. It is the cattle from the Fulani man that is very important. So the cattle are let loose into the farmland in the southern Nigeria. And they have to graze and eat all the cassava plantation and all the food stuff, eat all the villages. And then not only that, the same Fulani man is carrying a gun and shooting the southerner to death. The same Hausa man, the same Fulani man, carries a gun and shoot the fellow southerner to death. See, because they want to own the southern Nigeria. They plan to Islamize Nigeria. They want to take over the whole south. And so therefore, this is what they must do. And they are doing it all over there. They want to overrun the star and take over the place. These are all satanic ideologies. They are demonic. Satan came to steal, to kill, to destroy. But Jesus came to give life. A life more abundant. Jesus came to give us peace. Peace like a river, peace and joy he came to give us. And you are here fermenting trouble. You are here murdering and killing and stealing and destruction of life and property. And you think you can go free? You are not going free. You are not going free. The judgment of God is upon you. You shall stand before God, whose name is not found in the book of life, is cast into the lake of fire, and there will be destruction. And forever and ever, you will be in the lake of fire, in the burning and smashing of teeth. The world dieth not, and you will be there for millions and millions and millions of years. And nobody will rescue you. That's the destination you want to go because you don't love peace. Jesus came to give us peace. He is the Prince of Peace. And the world today loves Barabbas. Oh yes, when they were to crucify Jesus Christ, the king asked, do you like me to release Barabbas or crucify Jesus? Then everybody shouted, crucify Jesus, crucify him. Give us Barabbas. Give us Barabbas. They want Barabbas, the thief. They want Barabbas, the criminal. They want Barabbas. The world loves darkness instead of light. The world loves darkness. The world doesn't like light. They love darkness. So they go for darkness. And darkness represents Satan, the devil, represents the demon. Darkness. But thank God, Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world, the salt of the earth. And Jesus said, we Christians today, we are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. You don't like light. You like darkness. See? The light shined in darkness. And the darkness comprehended it not. John chapter 1. The light is shining. And the darkness cannot comprehend it. Darkness has to run. Darkness has to go. Darkness has to vanish. Darkness has to disappear. And then you love darkness. You love the world. And the things of this world you love. You love the world. On the face of this world, you love. Where is the love of God? Where is the love of God? Where is the love of God in your life? Where is the love of God? Where is the love of God? Where is the love of God? In your soul. Your brother is in need. And you have things to pray about him. Your sister is in need. And you have things to pray. About him. Where is the love of God? Where is the love of God? Where is the love of God in our lives? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for blessing us with his servant, our honorable bishop Samuel E. Monk, a blessing to humanity, is going to be sharing with us on whatever God lays in his heart. I tell you, God is going to bless you today as you hear this man of God ministering to you. You are welcome. Enjoy our honorable Bishop Sam E. Monk. Over to you, Bishop.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Today we pick up from Luke Gospel chapter 2, verse 14, where the angels of the Lord announced about the birth of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And they said, glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace among men.
Yes. Men.
With whom he is well pleased. Peace on earth. This is the desire, the will, the vision, and the purpose of God that there will be peace on earth.
Yeah.
He said, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth. When we talk of peace, what are we talking about? We are talking about calmness.
Yes.
We are talking about peaceful existence. We are talking about quiet solitude. We are talking about a state of harmony or a condition of harmony without troubles and trials. When we talk about peace, what are we saying? We are looking at that condition or environment wherein there is no trouble. That environment in which there is harmony. That environment in which there is absolute peace. But in the world of today, that is not what we find. In the world of today, we find a lot of anarchy. Somewhere so that people are wondering, where can we ever have rest? Where can we ever have quietness? But the source of peace and quietness is the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why the angel of the Lord said, peace on earth.
Yes.
Peace on earth. Because of someone who has been born into the world. Yes. And then when we look at the situation and the things that were and was at the time Jesus walked the streets of the land, we attempted to say to ourselves, is there really peace? Was there quietness? Was there any harmony? Which brings me to say that when the angel said this, that was their expectation. That was their goal. International peace, national peace, or civic peace, all of these are part of the expectation, the embodiment of the peace that we're expecting. Peace cannot come, and man finds it difficult to create an environment of peace. So God, who is the source of peace, like the Bible says in Philippians 4:7, God is the source of peace. He is the one that can bring peace. And so when Jesus came into the world, he said to his disciples, and to everyone that cares to listen. Let's look at Matthew chapter 14, Matthew chapter 10, verse 34. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 34, Jesus said, Matthew 10, 34. Matthew 10, 34. Do not think that I came to bring peace on the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. When you compare this scripture in Matthew and what the angels cried out in Luke chapter 2, verse 14, they stand opposed to another. It's an oxymoron. And so, which one do we take? But here, in Matthew chapter 10, Jesus says, do not think. Do not think that I am come to bring peace on the earth. Let that sink in. It is the words of Jesus. Do not think I have come to bring peace on the earth. In the world, you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Which means, in the midst of the troubles of life, you the individual, we would trust him. We who believe in him will have quietness and harmony. He said, I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. Hey, peace on earth. It's futuristic. It is not an issue of our present time. Because when we put all of the scriptures together and listening to the word of God directly from the mouth of Jesus, we should be able to say, oh yes. Look at it. In the world of today, even in the days we walk the streets of the land, there was no harmony. Because in every time and circumstance, when you have peace inside of you, outside of the fellowship of the brotherhood in Christ Jesus, there is antagonism going on. That is why it says, in the family of five, two are believers, three are unbelievers. They will have commotion. They will oppose one another. They will challenge one another. Brother against brother. Sister against sister. Father against children. Daughters against mothers. Because of the relationship. The dynamic of that relationship. Yet, within the content of that situation, the individual that knows that he or she believes and trusts in God will be calm and resilient, because we know whom we believe. Verse 35 says, "For I am come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against the mother, and the daughter-in-law against the mother-in-law." Why? Conflict. No wonder in the days when we walk the streets of the land, and even in the days of today, we see the display of conflict. Conflict here, conflict there. Troubles here, troubles there. So the Christian man should know that we are in a world of constant trouble. We are in a world of constant conflict. We are in a world that revolves and continues to revolve. Troubles today, troubles tomorrow. Troubles may come and troubles may go. Take them to Jesus. For in the world, you shall have tribulations. As far as this world system is concerned, let no man think there is peace. Let no man think there will be harmony. It's even getting worse, that beyond the locality or the localization of peace that we seek for, there is international restlessness in the world of today. So much so that we are beginning to ask, and we want to question, what is this peace on earth? What is this peace on earth and goodwill towards men? It is the inward calmness, the inward solitude, the inward restfulness in the God of all creation that the troubles of the world, like the psalmist says, the arrows that fly by day and the arrows that fly by night, none shall come nigh your dwelling. Because we know whom we have believed, we will trust him, we will wait on him, we will rest in him. He said again in Matthew 11:28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest."
Yes.
Rest is only in Jesus. Rest is only in God. You can rest secure in the midst of the storms and the hurricane and the billows of life. Even when the disciples were rowing the boat on top of the troubled sea, Jesus, in the midst of the storm and the panic, he was peaceful and resting. But the disciples were struggling. They were stressed. They were panicking at one time. They became upset that in the midst of all their struggles and trying to master and make use of their sailing experience, they got no results. and the wonders in the midst of our struggles, in the midst of our skills, experience, and as masters of the sea, experienced fishermen that go through the ocean in times of storm and hurricane. It seems today we are being defeated. Yet in the midst of all our struggles, our Master Jesus, who ordered us to go across the sea, who asked us to take him to the other side of the sea, he is quiet, restful, and sleeping. Peace in the midst of struggle. Peace, relaxation, rest in the midst of the hurricanes of life. Something must be missing here. And Peter, when he came to the end of himself, he said, Master, don't you care that we are perishing? When you allow us to struggle like this and you are at peace with yourself, and the Master stood up and said, hey, peace be still. And there was quietness.
Yes.
Which means to say, there can still be peace when the Master of ocean and waves speaks. There can still be peace on earth when he that made the world speak. When we ask him to speak, are you troubled? Are you struggling? Are you losing hope? Are you tired of the struggles of life? He says, come, come unto me. Hand it over to me and listen to hear what I will say. For I have not come to bring peace. I have come to bring in the sword. And we are in this era where there is sword, each and every one, Republicans against Democrats, the white against the blacks, the red beard, Russia, fuming. The Red Dragon, China, fuming. And everything in between. There is no peace anywhere in the world of today. Even more so in our country called Nigeria. No harmony. Where do we know peace? Let's listen to the word of God. I have not come to bring peace on earth. I have come to bring a sword. Trouble. Crisis, hurricane, thunderstorm, flood, fire, so many displayed. One would ask the question, where is your God? Where are you when this storm, when this flood came, when this fire came, when this unknown gunman fired? Or these crazy people, and every time somebody is shot, a day or two later, they will say, oh, he is mental, he has a mental problem. If he had a mental problem, why didn't he shoot himself? Why must it always be the person that has a mental problem will shoot other people? I have not come to bring peace. I have come to bring sword. There is a sword going on in the world of today. No wonder I said, he that has no sword, sell your coat and buy one. Because trouble is coming. Be ready to stand your ground and defend yourself, if need be. And because the word of God is futuristic, when the angels said peace on earth, it will only come by the very Prince of Peace. After he has offered of himself, gone back to heaven, presented the blood of his atonement, the blood with which he purchased the peace of the world, presented his life with which he died and resurrected to purchase the troubles of the world. And now it is time for him to return. It will be only and only at that time, at the return of Christ, after the church age, which is soon coming to an end. It's like we are living in the overlap of the age of the church, beginning to pierce into the next age, an era of life. And that is why it's becoming so real, so difficult, so devastating, that Jesus himself says, unless the days be shortened, even the very elect shall not be saved. Because there is a lot of swinging and waving of my sword left, right, and center in the world of today. But be of good cheer, for soon and very soon, the Father will break the eastern sky, split it open, and say, go back. Go back into the world. And like the Bible says, he will come with two-edged sword in his mouth to bring peace. To bring peace on earth. And it is only at that time when the Son of Man shall return. When the Son of Man shall have ceased. I use the word ceased intentionally. Ceased, rapture, snatched away by force. Because even the church and the people of God, they are becoming too comfortable in this messed up world, that it would take the force of heaven, the authority of heaven, the powers of heaven to snatch, to seize, to rapture by force the church from this wicked world. And after 7 years of orientation in the sky, teaching us the governance of the kingdom of God, teaching us the principles of governance, that we will come back to reign 1,000 years of peace. And it is at such a time, and only at that time, that man will know true peace. Because a lion and a lamb will stay together, and the lion will not eat the lamb. That will be the era at the time of true peace, when it will be the fulfillment of this futuristic prophetic voice of peace on earth and goodwill towards men. But as far as the scripture is concerned, in our present time and the church still being on this world, being in this world, the you and me in this world, we shall know no peace, no international peace treaty, no negotiation, no resolution of conflict in the present time in the world. Will know peace. It is
all right. We thank God for the day. Honorable Bishop, maybe your voice was low, but it's okay. Maybe you can increase the volume. We're going to come back to you again.
Okay.
We have Pastor Vanessa Ali online. She's gospel singer, pastor, and a gospel preacher. She's going to give us some songs, so, and then share with us too along this line, peace on earth.
Amen.
Mr. Vanessa, over to you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is good. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. And we just know that this whole world is looking for peace, and they're looking for it in the wrong places. And, you know, it's up to us to teach the people what true peace is. And true peace, like the brother said, will never be found in this world. The Bible says that in this world there will be tribulation, but one thing, we can't hold on to hope. We can hold on to the hope that one day there peace on earth. Amen. I'm just going to go ahead and minister in song a couple of selections, and hope that it will be a blessing. Amen. Song actually is a song that I love. I love this song because everything we do, the air that we breathe, our very presence, is because of God. We can do nothing, nothing, I say absolutely nothing, without Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. I sung this last week, this song, I Know He Holds My Hand. And once you know that, it doesn't matter about what's going on in the world and all the confusion and strife. When Jesus has you in His hand, and when you hold the hand of Jesus, He's going to lead you. The Bible says He leads you beside pure waters where there's peace, that inner peace that the world can't give you. Amen. Thank you.
Walking on the right.
Your promise will stand. Great is your faithfulness. Still in your hand, this is my confidence. Never fail. Your promise will stand.
So, you know, our thinking has to be transformed and then renewed by the word of God and the way he works, the way God thinks. The Bible says when you die, you live. Glory to God. So we need to get us made in right with God, and then God will bring us the peace, that unspeakable peace that we will not even understand. And we can sing that song, I've got peace like a river, I've got peace like a river, I've got peace like a river in my soul.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't care what's going on around me. I know what's going on in me. You know, this is the song that the Temptations, their group, a singing group from years ago. And one of the songs they sang was My Girl. And it said, I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. I've got, you know, sunshine. When it's cloudy outside, I've got sunshine. Not because of anything else but my girl. But my saying to that song is, I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. And when it's cold outside, it feels like the month of May inside. Not because of my girl, glory to God, but because of my God. I've got sunshine inside my heart because of my God. My God, that's what I'm talking about. And he will give you that peace, hallelujah, which transcends all understanding. And I sang this song. It's a, you know, the tune is from the world, but the words are what makes the difference. The words when we sing it, glory to God. So we thank the Lord. Even when all hell is breaking out on the outside, we feel that sunshine in Jesus Christ who brings us peace on the inside. Amen. And I'll turn it back over to you, Bishop Barakora.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 There is a scripture that just struck me now. Pastor Vanessa, we're going to come back to you. There's a scripture that just struck me now. It says, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no one shall see the Lord. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no one shall see the Lord. Follow peace with all men. We need to make peace with everyone. Even in our homes, in our schools, in our place of work, in our businesses, in our jobs, in our nation, in our family back home, we need to make peace with all men, make peace with all people. Yes, blessed are the peacemakers, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, right. Peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. That is the kingdom of God. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of God. Don't you want to be a child of the kingdom? Don't you want to be a child of the kingdom? Don't you want to be a child of the kingdom? Come on, everybody. Don't you want to be a child of the kingdom? Want to be a child of the kingdom? And you want to be a part of the kingdom. Come on, everybody. Give up that peace this fear. He said the ocean. He said the trouble peace. Peace this fear. Ha, Rakabasaya. We are going to pray. We are going to pray now. We are going to pray like Jesus. Mark chapter 4. St. Mark chapter 4, verse 39. Jesus spoke to the sea. Peace be still. And the sea calmed down. Peace be still. And the sea calmed down. Brethren, I want us to speak peace to this earth today. Yes, life and death are in the power of your tongue. Life and death are in the power of your tongue. I want us to speak peace to this world. Speak peace to this earth. Tell Jesus to speak peace to this earth right now. Let us pray, brethren. Let us pray. Yes, peace on earth.
Yes,
peace on earth, in the name of Jesus. We don't want trouble, we don't want fighting. We don't want coronavirus, we don't want diseases and sicknesses. Peace on earth.
You
know, he's saying to the old earth today, peace is here. We need to receive Jesus today. We don't want these drones, these drones, these bombers, and jet fighters, and submarines. We need the peace of God. Jesus said, peace is here. Peace on earth. Good will to all men. Peace, 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 peace We don't want trouble. We don't want war. We don't want fightings and killings and shootings and destruction of life. and poverty. We don't want it. We want the peace of God, the peace of Jesus. Peace to reign on earth. Jesus said, peace is peace.
There is a question here
I want us to answer. Bishop Samuel Imong, I want you to speak first about this. Should Christians participate in abortion? Because all over the nation right now, they're talking abortion, and it has created a lot of confusion. How do you look at it, Honorable Bishop Samimong? What is your opinion about this? Should Christians participate in abortion? There's so much going on now about abortion all over the country. Should true Christians, born-again Christians, also participate in abortion? How do you feel about this? We want Bishop Samimong to speak first. After that, we're going to have Vanessa and Lee to speak on this. Yes, tell us something about this, because the whole world is listening to us right now.
The simple and one true answer is no. Because it is mother. It is killing. And the Bible says, thou shalt not kill. It didn't give any reason. It didn't give any excuses. The flimby excuses of man doesn't stand the test and the clearance of the word of God. I see it like in the days of Pharaoh, when he said, every male child born in the days of Israel should be killed. It is simple infanticide policy. It is not right. It is destroying the future of a family, the future of that girl, the future of that woman, the future of the community, the future of the nation, and above all, is an affront to God, because God says, multiply, replenish the earth, multiply and replenish. We cannot be subtracting. We cannot be destroying. So, as far as I'm concerned, and the word of God is concerned, abortion is against the word of God, and it's against our Christian faith. Most of all the excuses and reasons why people are advancing, a lot of them are not real. And most of the people who are protesting, they are hired and rented crowds just to fulfill a political narrative, which is not the will of God. Thank you. That's
yes,
the way I see it.
Pastor Vanessa, what's your opinion about this ongoing conflict and confrontation about abortions and so much debate going on now. Because the world is listening to us right now, and should Christians also take part in abortions? And what is your opinion about this?
Praise the Lord. You know, everybody has an opinion, but we don't want our opinions. We want the truth, and the truth is found in the Word of God. The Bible says, blessed are the people whose God is Lord. So if God is our Lord, Lord means to obey, to serve, and to serve the Lord. So we want to really obey and serve the Lord. We have to do this in the Word. And like the brothers just said, thou shalt not kill us in the Word of God. The Bible says in Jeremiah that before you formed the mother's womb, I knew. So God knows us even before we even form. So there's life before we come to this earth. So life doesn't begin in the womb, it's even before the womb. And so the fact that they're trying to put measurements on when a baby should live or when a baby should die, that's not for us to decide. It's all in God's hand. He is the one who gives life, and he's a God of love. And killing means you don't love. If you're going to kill someone, the Bible says thou shalt not kill. So when we're aborting, you're killing life. That's what life is. God gives that we're taking in our hands to destroy and kill. So absolutely, 100%, I'm against this abortion of a child. And I don't think that the federal government or any other government, except the government of God, that we did say to folks the government, we want to show us that we should listen and obey. And the word blessed means happy, blissful. We'll be happy. This world will be a happier place if everybody would just do what the Word of God says. You know, Israel went through so much problems and conflicts because of their disobedience to God. And so when we serve God, we'll be blessed. And no matter what situation you find yourself, even if you're raped, even if things that, you know, your pregnancy was a result of a rape or any other kind of incident like this, God could take what the devil meant for bad and turn it around for good. And I know so many high-level ministers, televangelists today, who are products of rape, but they're praising and they're serving God and doing great things for the kingdom of God. So don't try to put yourself in God's shoes and try to judge. But I believe that God is my spirit. And nothing happens by accident. There's so many people in this world who want children, and they cannot have children. Not just for personal example, myself, my son and his wife have so very, very difficult time. Very, very difficult time after 5 years. Then you have the baby, Dahlia. I know all the anxiety. I know Bishop Barakor, you know about the story of Dahlia and how, you know, she was born premature. She was only 1 pound. Very, stayed in the hospital for 3 months. But God is good. If we all have a purpose, we all have a, he said, predestined. You have already been destined for the earth. And God has a great plan for our lives. And so I don't believe I should put themselves in the place of God. And that's my take on that abortion issue.
All right. We thank God for today. God has blessed us with his word. We want to thank our Honorable Bishop Samimong and our Honorable Pastor Vanessa Ali and many others that have joined us on Twitter, Facebook, link, and YouTube, listening and joining us in the broadcast. Thank you all for participating. God bless you all abundantly. Next week, we're going to have the same program again on Saturday, and then on Sunday night, we have another section coming up tomorrow night at 4 p.m. or 6 p.m. I know that God has brought you peace, and Jesus has given you peace in your home, in your family, in your places of work, in your job, in your marriage. There is peace. In the name of Jesus, so peace be sealed. That is very important. St. Mark's Gospel, chapter 4, verse 39. Jesus said the word, peace be sealed. The owner of peace is sending peace to you. Jesus said, peace be sealed. And there was peace. Yes, that same Jesus Christ, which he said yesterday, today I'm forevermore. He has not changed. He has never changed. He said, I'm the Lord. I change it not. He said, Jesus is saying to you today, every one of you that are tuned into this program, as many that are listening by radio, by TV, as many that are listening on social media, wherever you are in any part of the world, there is no distance in prayer. Jesus is saying to you right now, peace be still. Peace in your home. Peace in your job. Peace in your family. Peace in your church. Peace in your nations. Peace in your community. Jesus is the author of peace. Jesus is the Prince of peace. He has come to give you peace. He said, my peace I give to you. My peace I live with you. Not as the world gives. Yes, this peace that I got now, the world is giving to me. All this peace that you got now, the world is giving to you. Oh, the peace that you got now, the world is giving to you. Oh, the joy that you got now. The world didn't give it to you. Oh, the world didn't give it. The world gonna take it away. That joy that you got now, the world didn't give it to you. Oh, the peace that you have now, the world didn't give it to you. Oh, the joy that we got now, the world didn't give it to us. Oh, the peace that I got now, the world didn't give it to me. The world didn't give it. The world gonna take it away. The world didn't give it. The world gonna take it away. The world did not give you peace.
Yes.
The world cannot take peace from you. Vladimir Putin did not give you peace. Vladimir Putin cannot take away peace from us. China did not give us peace. They cannot take away peace from us. Yes, Jesus came.
Yes.
So give us peace and joy. Jesus said, peace be still to the whole world. On earth, peace, goodwill to all men. Yes, Jesus said, my peace I leave unto you. My peace I give you, not as the world giveth. Jesus has given us peace. Wherever you are in any part of the world, begin to receive the peace. Wherever you are, receive the peace of Jesus. Receive the peace that passes every human understanding. Receive the peace of God into your life, into your home, into your family, into your business. Receive the peace like a river. Let it begin to flow today. Yes, there is no peace for the wicked. There is no joy for the wicked. Word of God says there is no peace for the wicked. Jesus came to give you peace. And peace is more abundant. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Peace be still. Jesus is saying to the whole world right now, peace be still.
Yes.
Receive it and be blessed in the name of Jesus. Thank you all for joining us in this program. Feel free to email us our miracles radio at tvjuno.com. Or you can call us on the phone, area code 202-460-7110. We are here to pray with you, to counsel with you day or night. God bless you. Thank you all for your participation and for your cooperation. God bless you all abundantly in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We can hook up again tomorrow night But if you hear me some further time for another great time of broadcasting, thank you all. God bless you abundantly in the name of Jesus Christ.
God bless you.
God bless you. Thank
God bless
you so much. I love you all. Please forward this message to as many that you know, email it to them, test it, tweet it out, share it to everyone. Let them know the truth, and the truth shall set them free. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, thank you so much, man of God.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Jesus is thy Son of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus is thy Son of God. Hallelujah. Amen. He's coming back again. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus is thy Son of God. Hallelujah. Amen. He's coming back again. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus is the Son of God. Hallelujah. Amen. He's coming back again. Hallelujah. Amen.